Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The Minnesota Timberwolves dismantled the Phoenix Suns once again, this time 105-93 in Game 2 of the Western Conference quarterfinals at Target Center. Suns got off to a very slow start early, but got things together in the second quarter. Built an 8-point lead. Minnesota closed the half on a mini run to cut their deficit to 1. Then the Timberwolves used a 17-4 run in the third to basically put the game on ice. Suns were once again careless with the basketball, and yes, that is an understatement. They committed 20 turnovers that led to 31 Timberwolves points. Meanwhile, the Suns converted 14 Minnesota turnovers into 2 points.
Oh.
Jaden McDaniel scored 25. Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley had 18 each. Let that sit in. Set in, I should say.
Sink in.
Wow, man, sink in. Was I awake when I typed this? Suns big three got outplayed by that threesome of the T-Wolves. Gobert, Conley, and McDaniel.
Yes.
That does not bode well. T-Wolves lead 2-0. Game 3 of that series, Footprint Center, here in downtown Phoenix on Friday night.
Yeah, you and I shared exactly the same thought, that the big three on the court last night wasn't anybody who you might have thought, and they all played for the Timberwolves.
Yes. I think the top four or five players in that game were Timberwolves. For the second straight game, Grayson Allen left the contest after turning his right ankle. He started Tuesday after spraining the ankle in Saturday's Game 1 loss, but it turned it again in the third quarter, did not return. X-rays again were negative. Frank Vogel again said after the game that Allen is day-to-day. It's been a quiet, frustrating series so far for Allen, who has scored a total of 7 points and has more ankle sprains than baskets in the two games.
2-1?
2-1. Tuesday night in the NBA, Indiana became the first team to win on the road in the playoffs. They beat Milwaukee 125-108 in Game 2 at Fiserv Forum. Pascal Siakam, 37 points for the Pacers. Miles Turner hit for 22. Bucks once again played without Giannis Antetokounmpo. That series now knotted up at 1-1. Game 3, Friday night in Indy. Dallas joined the Pacers as road winners last night. The Mavericks bounced back in Game 2, 96-93 over the Clippers, who did get Kawhi Leonard back from injury. I'm telling you, there's something to this star thing. Sacrifice a star, win a playoff game. Luka Doncic had 32 points and 9 assists for the Mavs. Series tied at 1. Game 3 of that series, also Friday night. That's back in Dallas. Only 2 games on the schedule tonight. First, it's Game 2 between the Heat and the Celtics at TD Garden in Boston. Celtics shooting for a 2-0 series lead. That one gets underway at 4 o'clock Arizona time on TNT, and that'll be followed by Pelicans Thunder Game 2. Thunder held on for a 2-point win in Game 1 on Sunday night. That game will tip at approximately 6:30, also on TNT. And one other basketball note, 76ers guard Tyrese Maxey named the Kia NBA Most Improved Player on Tuesday. Maxey averaged just under 26 points and over 6 assists per game this season and became an NBA All-Star for the first time. Kobe White of the Bulls was the runner-up, and Alperen Şengün of the Rockets finished third. Suns wing Grayson Allen did finish tied for 10th in the voting. He received 1 second place and 1 third place vote. D-backs busted out their bats in St. Louis. They pounded the Cardinals 14-1 at Busch Stadium. Cardinals jumped out to a 1-0 lead, but the D-backs produced 3 big innings. They got 4 in the third, 6 in the fifth, 4 more in the sixth to win easily. Pavin Smith highlighted things with a grand slam to close out the scoring. Smith drove in 6 runs on the night. And a good start for Tommy Henry, back from Reno. The lefty went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 5 hits while striking out 6.
He actually never made it to Reno.
He never did?
No, he reported to the team they were in Salt Lake City. And so he never got back to Reno.
So he was with Reno, but not in
Salt Lake City when he got the call Sunday. Hey, Tommy, no hard feelings, right? We need you back up here.
Get out of Salt Lake City.
I'm more trouble with Salt Lake City.
At least something returned to Arizona after going to Salt Lake City.
That was it.
Series wraps up today at Busch. Jordan Montgomery throwing for the D-backs against veteran right-hander Kyle Gibson. First pitch, an early one, 10:15 Arizona time, meaning we give way to the D-backs pregame coverage at 9:30.
Wait. We're pulling a Gambo today?
We're preempted.
We're pulling a Gambo in Burns today?
Not even an East Coast game either.
I think this is the first time we've been preempted since the pandemic.
Oh.
Am I right?
No, you're right, because we never used to take, now that the Diamondbacks are a hot property,
yeah,
cool, good team that everyone wants to hear.
D-backs also made some roster moves before Tuesday's game. Actually, a lot of them. They did recall Henry and Andrew Salfrank from AAA Reno. They placed pitchers Merrill Kelly and Miguel Castro on the 15-day injured list, although Kelly with a right shoulder strain, Torrey Lovello said it's probably going to be months before he's back. Both of those moves are retroactive to Saturday, April 20th. D-backs also acquired infielder Sergio Alcantara from the Pittsburgh Pirates for cash considerations. He was assigned to AAA Reno. This is his fifth different stint with the D-backs.
Is that right?
Yes. They also claimed left-hander pitcher Joe Jakes off waivers from the Red Sox. They placed lefty Kyle Nelson on the injured list. They released Jace Peterson officially and recalled right-hander Justin Martinez. Former ASU head football coach Herm Edwards agreed to a 5-year show cause penalty with the NCAA's Committee on Infractions for his role in ASU's recruiting violations stemming from illegal campus visits by more than 30 recruits during the dead period during COVID-19 in 2020. Six other staff members agreed to penalties between 3 and 10 years. So we're not going to get into it much today. We got a huge, busy show.
But I am of the mindset that Michael Crow and Ray Anderson need to explain why Herm Edwards got $4 million on the way out the door.
Yeah. And that will be coming up in the Rush Hour.
All right, good. Okay. It's a great question. $4.4 million to go away?
I mean, seriously, they need to explain this.
After Crow basically exonerated him? Arizona guard KJ Lewis announced Tuesday he's going through the NBA draft process, but will maintain his college eligibility. He averaged 6 points and 3 rebounds per game in 36 contests in his first year with the Wildcats this past season. There.